The Gao family is back in business, doing what it knows best. Turning out tasty Vietnamese food. It's something the Gaos did for more than two decades in New Orleans, starting in 1981, when An Tu Vu Gao started the first of what grew to be four restaurants.
New Orleans, really, I like that city, you know. Food, the first thing is the food, all good food over there, and a lot of choice, even, and easy life.
That easy life came to an end when Hurricane Katrina wrecked the city and other Gulf Coast areas. The Gaos had fled the advancing storm and ended up with relatives here in the historic city of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, almost 2,000 kilometers away. The scenes captured on this family video when the Gaos were allowed back into New Orleans in October 2005 dashed any hopes of a rapid recovery. Restaurants which had been submerged in filthy flood water for weeks would need to be totally gutted. Vi Ban, Vu Gao's daughter and company president, says it left the family with a painful choice.
If we would have put all our money back into the city right away, who knows, you know, what would happen to us. We could have easily went under. So it was just, as a family decision, safer to start over here in Lancaster.
Safer, yes, but not without considerable financial risk. Family members pooled their savings and bought this site in a city they barely knew. With money tight, they did all the renovation work themselves. Family members who managed their own restaurants in New Orleans now wait tables, often working 7 days a week.
It's been pretty rough. I mean, like, just getting used to living differently, really, from what we're accustomed to.
For the older generation, this is the second time they've had to start from scratch. An Tu Vu Gao and her husband Chau fled their native Vietnam in 1975, just before the fall of Saigon. The family left behind a chain of restaurants started by her father. The lifetime of experience is paying off at their new location. Regular customer Dan Tran is of Vietnamese extraction himself and, coincidentally, was born in New Orleans. He sings the restaurant's praises.
We kind of knew of who they were, of what they had down in the New Orleans area, and you know why they were here in the first place. So I think for us that kind of helped us along to explore new places, a new restaurant with a new idea, and you know got us in the door. Once we were in the door, we were pretty much hooked.
That verdict seems to be shared by the many repeat customers and obviously bodes well for the restaurant's future. There's even talk of a modest expansion. That said, they estimate that Katrina set their business back 5 years. Malcolm Brown for VOA News in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.